Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, when you get a chance. A lot of stuff there that will help you with your small business. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions. You can check out my blog. You can subscribe to my newsletter. You can check the video out, brand new video up every week. We got a new poll question. We want to know what you think every week. Lots and lots of stuff there at smallbusinessadvocate.com, including the work that Mary Lou Quinlan has deposited with us over the years as a member of our Brain Trust. Mary Lou is the author of What She's Not Telling You and the new book, The God Box, which is what we're talking about right now. It's a book that she wrote about the notes, the handwritten, some, I think maybe even a few were typed notes that her mother wrote about, just little prayers that she would write whenever something was going on, something concerned her about herself or family or a friend. She would write it down and put it in a box and give it to God. And Mary Lou, thanks again for being with us. Congratulations on the book. Congratulations on having your mother, Mary, in your life. And you know, when I think about my own mother, my own mother is, I'm her legal guardian and conservator now, Aunt Mary Lou, and that means I'm going through her stuff because she's not able to take care of herself anymore.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, my mother didn't write any notes like this, but she kept everything, and I've been able to go through, in going through her stuff, I have found pieces of paper that have really given me the trail of her marriage to my father and our family. All the a loan here and some document there, and it's just been a trail to their lives. And I remember some of those, and so that's been a little gift that I've gotten from her.
A gift, and I seeing her handwriting, you know, and listening to her own thoughts, yep, said truly, there's nothing like that.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. So, so now this, you've kind of turned this into a little bit of a business opportunity, haven't you? I mean, and to help people, but still, tell us about that.
Well, I'd like to, it actually, unlike a business that's about making money, in this case, I'm giving all the proceeds to cancer and hospice care, but the idea of it is that the God Box can be something that other, you know, anyone of any belief can find some solace and hope in their lives. And so we have an app that we're developing. It should, I hope, will be out by the end of May or early June, which is for iPhone for free, where people can deposit their worries on the go. We've done that little documentary film about the God Box. And I'm also, I've been writing, have written, and actually been in rehearsal on some early presentations, a one-act, one-woman play of the God Box that I'm doing.
Well, you got a bunch of videos up on the website too.
Oh, lots of videos. Yeah, we really have gone so full multimedia with this, so that people can find different ways to express it. And I hope that the God Box will spread. And by being able to do the play, it gives the book longer legs for me to be able to present the story in a lot more drama and humor, really, than any book could. And the tickets and, you know, free books would go to the attendees, and the money would go to the cause. So I've done a few of those and been raising money already.
Well, good for you. And I know that would make your mother very happy, especially how would she feel about the idea that lots and lots of other people would have their own God Boxes?
Oh, she would love it. She would say to you, "You're in my God Box." Like, she was very open about it, even if people didn't get what that meant. she did love to tell people about it. And some of them, you know, later on, you know, after she died, the same as you, you know, because your mom is with you, but in my case, going through things, we took a couple of the messages and handed them to the person that she had prayed for. And I'll tell you, it just stunned them to know that someone cared that much that they would have put their care into a little box for them.
Right. Well, I'm sure she would like the fact that other people are doing this. But what would she think? Now, she hasn't been dead that long, so she knew about the virtual world, didn't she? How would she feel about people having virtual God Boxes?
I think she would like that. My mom was on the Mac, I mean, way before anybody. Like, she was great with the computer all the way up to through her death. And she would think whatever it takes for someone to find a way to get those worries off their mind, it's a good thing. She did find value in the writing it down. And there is, but you know, the thing with the virtual one, you can store the little notes, you can share the note, I can send it to you as an email, I could tweet it. And, you know, in a way, she was tweeting God. Those little messages she was writing were just those quick notes right to God to say, hey, help me here.
Well, and I encourage people to find in this find the website to do this. Give it to us again, Mary Lou.
TheGodBoxProject.com.
All right. But, you know, and as much as I know, and you know, I mean, I do everything on the computer anymore. My handwriting never was great, but it's gotten worse because of the computers. But still, there's still something about scratching it out with your hand. As rude as it may look, scratching it out with your hand and having it look back at you from a regular old-fashioned piece of paper.
I'm that person too, Jim, but I wanted to make it open for everybody.
I'm saying do it. Maybe do both of them. Write it out and then put it up and share it with somebody.
Well, that's the nice thing about this is you can hit a button and it'll go to somebody saying you're in my God box and they'll see your little note.
Tell us the charities again that this is going to go to support.
Well, right now I've been working with the American Cancer Society and also local hospitals, hospice organizations, because a lot of that is very decentralized. So as I've been traveling, I get the identification of the local group and have done something.
Mary Lou, what is your other website in case folks want to know about the other things that you do?
Well, if they go on, actually, they still type in justaskawoman.com, they will find it.
All right.
But
justaskawoman.com. Go ahead.
Justaskawoman.com, yeah.
All right. And then,
I've actually
of course,
gathered everything underneath.
The God Box. I've got to wrap it up. Mary Lou Quinlan, thank you for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.